This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Members of Faculty for Justice in Palestine are demanding University of Chicago leaders reinstate an Arab student who was suspended and evicted from his dorm after his arrest at a pro-Palestinian demonstration. They accuse police of using excessive force against unarmed students and repressing protests. UChicago representatives did not respond to a request for comment. Previously, campus officials said they cannot comment on individual disciplinary cases. Prosecutors Thursday played one of about 200 secret recordings in the corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and co-defendant Michael McClain. My colleague Dave McKinney reports in a 2018 wiretap, McClain had a message from Madigan for then-state representative Lou Lang. Lang was in line for a leadership promotion, but sexual harassment allegations surfaced and Madigan wanted Lang gone.
So this is no longer me talking. I'm an agent. Somebody that cares deeply about you, who thinks that you really ought to move on.
So that tells me that person is no longer interested in moving me up in leadership, right?
That's right.
Madigan's lawyers previously told jurors he had no idea what others said, quote, behind his back. The federal government is making more than $72 million of assistance funds available for homeowners and renters whose property was damaged by storms in July. A derecho storm in mid-July brought 27 confirmed tornadoes to the Chicago and Rockford areas. Folks have until November 19th to apply for disaster assistance. Major League Commissioner Rob Manfred believes the White Sox aren't going anywhere, even if they're sold. During an appearance on FS1's Breakfast Ball, Manfred said the league will continue to have two teams in Chicago. His statement follows news from last week that White Sox majority owner Jerry Reinsdorf is reportedly open to selling the team. Weather for today, mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms overnight, low near 52. Tomorrow, possible morning rain showers and sun and clouds, highs in the low 60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org. Or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.